Om Ajna Chinyanasya Yanandana Salakaya Chakshuru Nitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Tacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Garadha Sri Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Garadha Sri Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaita Janna Jaya Gora Dakta Linda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Janna Jaya Gora Dakta Linda Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai, Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai. Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanatha, Rukmini Dwarkanatha. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Siddhai Gaura Harido, 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 Harido. Karoti Vachalam, Pangulangai Tegrim, Yatkita Chalangmane, Sigur Nitainam, Paramanan Marvam, Sri Chaitanya Isham, Aryom Tat Sat. And I was here for the class this morning. This morning. Huh? So did they have any, they talk about Manana Puri? What did they say? So well, this year is the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya's taking sannyas. So he went to Jagannath Puri where he took sannyas, and then after some years, I think more or less 10 years, he decided to go to Vrindavan. So he tried to go via the Ganges route. At that time, Nrsimha Brahmachari was making the altar mentally for Lord Chaitanya. He was making it with jewels and very nice stuff. So, but he couldn't take it beyond Kanai Matsal. So he said, no, Lord Chaitanya won't go beyond Kanai Matsal. So sure enough, he got to Kanai Matsal, and thousands of people were following him. And at that time, Sanatana Goswami said, going like this with thousands of people following you is not the way to visit Vrindavan. Why don't you go to Vrindavan very peacefully and visit the holy places? So, at Kanai Matsal, Lord Chaitanya decided he didn't want to go to Vrindavan in this way, so he came back. Now, somewhere along this trip, he was on the opposite side of Mayapur. So, at that time, he stayed at Vidya Lakshaspati's house, the brother of Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. And he sent a message very secretly, tell another Sashi to come and see me. Secret. It's very tall secret. But somebody started, and the word came out, Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, he's back! And the word spread like wildfire. The lady is cooking it up. Lord Gauranga! They left it up, burning over. Ladies, breastfeeding their children. Lord Gauranga, they ran. Everybody ran to the river. The boatman said, no, wait. My boat sank. Oh, no. Why you feel? The teal wouldn't listen. No one would feel that. And the boat sunk with too many of passengers. And the teal jumped into the river. They sailed across. We want to see Gauranga. Gauranga! 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 See, normally the Ganges is a saffron color, a little bit. But this time the Ganges became black because of all the heads with hair. So, there they were, swimming across. Pretty soon they were at the house of Vidya Lakshaspati. Gauranga. So Vidya Lakshaspati said, if you don't show yourself, they're going to tear the house down. Please show yourself. So Lord Chaitanya went and he showed himself. Gauranga! And they all bowed down. Then he spoke for a few minutes. Everyone chant Hare Krishna. So everyone began chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then Lord Chaitanya, he went back into the house. He disappeared. He reappeared a couple of kilometers away. So, at that time, Vijayavashaswati was about five people, five senior citizens into his house. Lord Gauranga is not here. He left. He looked. They told everyone he's not there. They all went back. They had seen Gauranga for a few seconds. A minute or so. So, that was the only one time he came near to another deep mind for dog. So, I think it was on the way back, but I'm not sure. Anyway, somewhere along his journey, he visited Shantipura. And there he went to the ashram of Advaita Goswami. And he found it was the day of Govinda Dwadasi. Today's Tithi, the disappearance festival of Maharaja Puri. And since Advaita Goswami was a disciple of Maharaja Puri, he was observing this festival with a great enthusiasm and pomp. So, you see, our Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Goswami, he was, like other day, doing his worship in his courtyard of his Shalyam Shila. And he was wearing his Vaishnav Tilak and at that time the Ganges was right next to his house. So his house was also near to the Ganges. So Maharaja Puri, he alighted the high road because there he would meet other sannyasis of the Shankaracharya sect, and they would call him as Om Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. And he didn't like to be addressed as Narayana. He was Vaishnava. He was a servant of the servant of the servant, Das and Das and Das, of Krishna, of Lord Vishnu. So, if he didn't meet a sannyasi, he and the ordinary citizens would touch his feet and beg him for blessings. One night I had a lady in Silchar. She fell at my feet. She offered me obeisances. She touched my feet. Please give me a blessing. I was scared. I said, what blessing would you like? Oh, give me a blessing that Krishna will give me whatever I want. Oh, what do you want? Oh, she said, you see, I got a stomach ache. And I got ulcers and I got problems with my stomach. So I really want to get this taken care of. So I thought maybe she wants love of Godhead or some spiritual thing. But she wanted her stomach ache to be solved. Apparently it was a chronic ache. But she had so much enthusiasm. Oh, Gurudev, give me your mercy, So I thought you think that this person wants something spiritual. But no, it was just like that, something in general. So this kind of people, he tried to avoid. He didn't like to meet such people. So he walked by the side of the Ganges. Now, the non-devotees beside any river, Ganges included, they tend to use it for nature's call. So it's a kind of a stinky place because of all the people's night song. So most people, if you walk by the Ganges, they say better not to walk there. It's a smelly place. And you say, no, I want to be close to the Ganges. They can't understand. No. Still. Don't walk there. He didn't care. He walked anyway. So that way he avoided the sannyasi materialists, and he stayed close to the Ganges. The downside, he had to set over tables of night song. Somehow, right at the side of the Ganges was the ashram of Advaita Gosai. So he walked into the ashram. There, he saw Advaita with Vaishnava Tilak sitting and offering puja to his Seligam. And there was Madhavendra Puri. He was also wearing Vaishnava Tilak. He was a sannyasi in the Madhva school with the Trinandi. So each saw each other. And Advaita Gosai jumped up and said, please, come to my humble abode. And like that, all of them were seated. They discussed about Krishna consciousness. And so he also offered some prasadam to Madhava Puri. So at that time, he requested that he be initiated. So, Madhavendra Puri somehow was inspired to give Advaita Gosvami his the initiation. And then Madhavendra Puri, he continued on heading south. His destination was to see the Gajapati Maharaj in Orissa and ask him for sandalwood to put on his deity. The Gopal Deity Lila is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that actually this Gopal Deity was he had the policy that he would not eat unless someone just came and offered him. He never asked, he never begged. Somebody would have to think, oh, I wonder whether this sadhu has eaten or not. And they would go to him and ask him, would you like to eat something? So, I imagine knowledge to do that. You know, like their throat. There's very few people who would ask if you're hungry. Anyway, 500 and some years ago, there were enough pious people that he could survive this way. Somehow, one village boy came to him and said, "I don't think I've eaten today. So I have this milk. You please drink the milk. I'll come back and pick up the pot later." So he drank the milk, and he was waiting for the boy to come back and pick up the pot. The boy never showed up, so he went to sleep. In his sleep, the boy came and grabbed his hand and said, "I am in the forest. For a long time, I've been hidden there to avoid the moguls. So, please rescue me." So, he was taken into this forest. And there he saw the place where the deity was kept, buried in the ground. So he personally went with some villagers and the use of machetes to chop into the jungle, and there, sure enough, where he had seen the night before in the dream. Welcome to Guaranini, all the way from Germany. Mandraka welcomes you. So, there they take out the deity and they put it inside of the golden hill. And they had a big festival where they were offering various offerings to the deity. So the deity came in a dream to Manupuri and said, "I was in the sun, buried for a long time, so I'm very hot. I like to be cooled down. I need a sandalwood pulp to be placed in my body. This will cool me down." So Manupuri gave the deity worship to someone, to some disciples, some devotee, and he went to get the sandalwood pulp for the Gopala deity. Now this deity is actually worshipped now in Nathara as Srinathji, and the Bolva Acharya as Sampradaya. They are worshipping this deity. Apparently, two factions of this Sampradaya, they are fighting in court. Who is the rightful owner of the Sela of this deity? So then the judge said, "Well, technically speaking, this deity should be worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Neither of you have the right. This is found by Madhavanapuri, and it has been handed down Laini or Gaudiya Vaishnava, then at that time, Aurangzeb or some other was coming and breaking the temples. So they shifted the deity from Govardhan to Rajasthan, where they had the Rajputs who were keeping the their fierce the fighters and the Mughals. They didn't attack Rajasthan much. Or when they attacked, they were defeated, so they avoided Rajasthan. So this way the deity was kept there. But that's another story about the Gopal deity. So on his way to get the sandalwood, he met Advaita Goswami and he gave him initiation. Like this, later, when Lord Chaitanya visited Ramuna, he heard that Didi was called as Kheer Chur Gopinath, the deity who stole Kheer. And he heard how Amaranda Puri, he had gone to see the deity, and he saw them taking, I forget how many, 11 pots, 7 pots of Kheer. He was thinking, I wonder how that Kheer tastes. I offered to my deity a little ball. Then he said, oh no, that's unaltered Kheer. How can I think what it tastes like? It's a great offense. So then he left that place and he was lamenting, oh, I lusted over unaltered Kheer. How I was thinking what it would taste like. So he was thinking like that. The deity stole one of these pots of Kheer and kept behind his cloth. In the night, it came in the dream of the Pujari and told him, I have kept one of these pots of condensed milk, Kheer, behind my cloth. In the market, you'll find one devotee called Madhavendra Puri. He's chanting his japa.
Hey, dear. Oh.
Someone's in the class. The Pujari, he took his bath, he went into the deity room, and there, sure enough, he found the pot of condensed milk, Kheer, behind the cloth of the deity. He went to the market, Madhavendra Puri! Madhavendra Puri! And there's only one person out, Madhavendra Puri. He said, yes, yes, sir. He said, you are the most fortunate man in the entire world. Why? Because for you, the deity has stolen this condensed milk. He told the whole history. He said, the deity has taken the Kheer for you. So, now, Madhavendra Puri, he didn't eat unless someone fed him. So, he was feeling very bad that he had thought, what does the unoffered Kheer taste like? So, he was lamenting that supposed offense. Of course, he only wanted to taste it in order to I wish that his Gopal Didi then Didi I stole the care of him. So with great devotion he took the care and ate it. And he kept the clay pot. And bit by bit he ate the clay pot. He thought this clay pot is blessed by the deity. But then he thought, if I stick around here, I'm going to be surrounded by people. And they're going to want to see me and touch my feet and ask for blessings. Then I escaped quick. So he heard the sunrise. He left that place. The word came out. To this day, they call the deity there Kir Chor Goldinath. How many have seen that deity? And they still sell Kir. Have you tasted the Kir? Huh? Baba Kitara says, taste it. You didn't taste. You taste it. So, I listen. Then he got the sandal belt, and he was on his way back to Vrindavan. This was an arduous journey. Maybe like almost 2,000 kilometers. So he was walking in them. When he got to Yamuna, the deity came to him in a dream and told him that if he'll give the Gopinath deity in Yamuna the sandal top, since he is not different from me, I will get cooled down. So he stayed in the Yamuna and he gave the condensed milk to the other. He gave the sandalwood to the deity. So he stayed there, and his samadhi is there. If you go to Yamuna, you can see the Kirchhoff Goldinath Deity. They allow us to go, and you can also see the samadhi of Madhavendra Puri Maharaj. So that's a brief sketch of his life after he found the Gopal Didi in Vrindavan. I'm not going to go through his whole life, but earlier he met Nityananda Prabhu, and he also gave him an exchange. That was when Nityananda was traveling in South India. So Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's described how Lord Chaitanya, he saw the elaborate arrangement of Advaita Gosai for worshipping Madhavendra Puri on his day, his titi, Govinda Radhasi. This is the sacred month of Govinda, and he left the world on Radhasi. So yesterday was Ekadasi, today is Radhasi, here in LA. I don't know in the rest of the world when is Ekadasi, when is Radhasi, but here today is the day. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavat is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya, key song. All the different devotees, they are engaged, including Lord Nityananda. Each one said, I want to do some seva. I want to do some seva, some service. So there either a volunteer like Lord Nityananda, he volunteered to obey the lotus feet of all the visiting Vaishnavas. That was the service he wanted. I saw ladies were making the flower garlands. I've been here. Angelica, she makes flower garlands. You still make? Uh-huh. So they were making the flower garlands. Someone was giving a lecture from Srimad Bhagavatam. Some devotees were doing kirtan. Some devotees were engaged in cooking. The Mahaprasad cooks were led by Sita Takarani and Mother Sachi. Also the mass cooks who cooked for the mass of devotees. Now, what provisions were gathered for the feast is measured in cottages. The food was kept in a cottage. So, 12 cottages of this, 5 cottages of yogurt, and so many cottages of leaf plates. And it was like a whole village of provisions for the feast. So, vegetables, sugar, all the ingredients for the feast. They're kept in temporary sheds. So, how much arrangement was made was calculated by sheds. That this many sheds of this and this many sheds of that. So as Lord Chaitanya went around, he saw some devotees were stringing flags, other devotees were making garlands, other was engaged. So, and the massive arrangement. So he was saying, no human being can make such an arrangement as Ajaya Goswami is made. For Madhavendra Puri. This is amazing. Advaita Goswami must be incarnation of Srila Arjuna. How is it possible? He made such an elaborate arrangement for the prasad distribution. So he was praising Advaita Goswami. And then they asked Lord Chaitanya, please come and take care of the shot. So today, he sat down and he was taking the shot. And he said, whoever takes the shot on this titi, on this place, gets their devotion for Govinda. They get love of Govinda. So, I was invited by the affiliates, Selahit, who was in charge of the Advaita Temple. He's the father of the present Selahit. He is the 13th generation after Advaita Goswami. His name was Asanti Saka Goswami. So he showed me some letters he got from Prabhupada. He said that Srila Prabhupada would come and sit there in the temple and pray to Advaita before he went to USA. So he told me, where else does the Lord offer love of Godhead simply by eating? Simply eating. Eating. Now, do you know that you're a cook? You ever heard by eating you get love of Godhead? So, but of course, eating prasad is a very a special thing. Excuse me. But by eating the prasad at Shantipur, at Advaita's ashram, on this tithi awakens love for Krishna, for Govinda. So Lord Chaitanya had made this a declaration. So he said, where else, how else can one get love for Godhead simply by eating? No fasting, no difficult austerities. You just have to come here on this tithi and eat. Harido! Harido! So, he said, this used to be done by Ram Dass Baba, but this samadaya has lost its force. So now ISKCON is the strongest Gaudiya Vaishnava organization. We would like you to take up this responsibility. Take up this sale. The temple is yours. The temple is yours for the day. You are the Salites. You are the worshiper. So please take up this service. So I forget 15, 20 years ago. So we took out this service, and every year we go there, and gradually over the years, 10, 15, 20, now about at least two years ago, 30,000 people came. So our devotees from all over the world, Russia, from China, from different continents and different countries, they come and they distribute the prasad. Of course, we feed all of them first, so they all get the blessing of Lord Chaitanya. Some devotees like Kali Chandra Maharaj and sometimes Mahavishnu Swami from UK, they chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes we would have the a good fortune, I think on one occasion, of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he coming that today is his Vyas Puja, as far as I know. His Vyas Puja somehow it falls within the Gaur Purnima festival. I saw at that time I used to get a Guru Puja. So when we heard it was his Vyas Puja, at that time we decorated a asana with flowers, and he cooked a cake, and then we invited him to come, sit there, receive Guru Puja, and he ride the king up in the suit. At that time, he didn't have so many disciples in Nayanta. But he came and he accepted our Guru Puja, and he distributed the cake. So, later, I became a good friends with him, and he was one of the few people that I could confide in. Generally, you don't, if they have any problems, we don't tell them to the our disciples. We tell to our God brothers, if anyone, but there are a few our God brothers that I could really talk to. He is one of the few. So I went to see him when he was in Gitanagari. He was sick. At that time he had some melanoma, a cancer. And the doctor said it was incurable. At that time he told me that many devotees were quoting him and confiding in him that and he requested three things. He said, help my disciples to whatever extent they want it. Help them. I'll give them instructions. Second, he said, I'll go to West Africa and help the devotees there. The third thing he said was, I'll visit Gitanagari during some festival. Jai Gorni Jai Jai Arakuni Dorkadi Suki Jai Jagannath Ones Mother King. He requested me, don't stay here. Because if you stay here, it will be extremely hard for me to leave the world. It's my time to go. So, anyway, he was a very dynamic, dynamic teacher. He would meet heads of state and other chiefs. And I remember one time, Prabhupada, at that time he was not a sannyasi. Prabhupada called all the sannyasis and all the chiefs and all the leaders together in Mayapur. He said, I'm sending Ghanashyam, a das, behind the Iron Curtain to distribute the books, to distribute books to the libraries. So I want you all to bless him. And he said, the prophet, who are we to bless someone? You're there. He said, well, Krishna will listen to you. So I want you all to bless him. So this Ghanashyam Das, he later became Bhakti Titta Swami. So today is his Vyas Puja. So we want to remember him. He was very dear to Srila Prabhupada, and he did a lot of very special seva. So today is the Madhavendra Puri rest of the day. And the ISKCON devotees, they go with us to Shantipur. And they distribute prasad there in the Harinam. They take some prasad. So today is the Ashasha Day, Govinda Dwadashi. So I'm very happy to share these topics with you. Any questions? Yeah. Why not? You want to know that? You want to take a shot? It's on this titi. On this day. Yeah, this day. Who else wants to do that? Sometime. On the Govinda Dwadashi. Anyone else? Some question on the internet? What? Certainly you get something out of it. Anything you do in the service of Madhavendra Puri Maharaj. Because he's very dear to Lord Chaitanya, very dear to Krishna. No doubt. You'll get, whether you get, I'm not the person who can say, you'll get the same benefit. Because Lord Chaitanya very specifically said, Iha Stan, this place, Iha Titi, this date, who takes prasad, they get love of Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya has that shakti. He can give it if he wants. So I can't think that you will or you won't get a lot of regard anywhere else. But certainly you get some benefit. It's good to offer some prasad to Mother for you. And you'll get some benefit in the law. Whether you'll get love of God, I don't know. If you do, tell me. Any other question? Any other question? Krishna Swami Devi Dasi. She made these cookies which are offered to the Lord. And we'd like to give out these cookies. In the name of Madhavan Puri and Advaita Goswami. Hare Krishna. Anyone else have a question? Okay, come on again. Have you heard?